You hold, you put bolts through there to hold it. Wired, tied, and have it get loose on that wood. So you got bolts through there to help hold it on. Countersunk.
You used to go, could you go places in the wagon, you know, could you go long distances?
Yep. Not necessarily, not too often, maybe once a month. Say, go 7 or 8 miles. I know my daddy, around Christmas time, is always square dance time and eggnog time. Make eggnog. Get happy. Daddy and my mother used to throw us youngers in the back of an old one-horse wagon and go 7 miles down this road to a square dance. Be down there a little after dark and be after midnight getting back home, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And back then, well, it was three different people mostly that they had them square dances. Old man B.J. Williams, my daddy's brother, they loved square dancing. Old man Dunk Pierce used to live right down the road here, a couple of miles, and then there was another old man Pompey Pierce, lived down at Sun, about 7 or 8 miles from here. Square dancing.
Dunk and Pompey.
Pompey Pierce.
Those are two interesting names.
Dump.
Wonder where they got them from.
I don't know. Pompey. Oh, my Pompey was here. My mother's uncle. My great uncle. And Dump, he was a cousin or something to Pompey related. They got them old square dances. And back then, when I first learned my little fiddling, it was strictly square dancing. Later on, as the years come on, the waltz, the one-step, the two-step come in. And every time some of the younger generation been off somewhere and learned this new style of dancing, they come in there and want to start waltzing, or one-stepping, or two-stepping, or what have you. They'd stop the square dance, and the old men would raise cane. None of this damn belly dancing, we ain't gonna have it, we're gonna square dance. None of this damn belly dancing. That's right. They'd stop it.
I was talking to a man who said he used to dance with the girls at Mississippi State College for Women, MSCW, and there was a lady who would come around with a ruler and put it between them and make sure they were a foot apart.
Yeah, yeah. And you had to stay a certain distance. About as close as you got to is when you were promenading, your arms going circulating. You get out in the middle out there and you and your party, you tap dance. Bug dance, call it then. I played for a many of them.
Now, when you were going, what would you use to straighten your hair with? Comb or a what?
Comb. Use preacher's tonic.